So let's look at the two separate cycles that make up the menstrual cycle. The first cycle is called the ovarian cycle. And by the way, the picture that you're going to want to look at right now is called the hormonal regulation of the female reproductive cycle. And it's a great big chart that has a lot of lines on it, and it's got pictures of the follicles and the egg ovulating, and it's also got a diagram of the endometrium of the uterus. And this may look like a really complicated set of arrangements on this figure, but it's actually not too bad, and you can follow along. I've divided it sort of to simplify it. So the ovarian cycle, as the name implies, occurs in the ovaries. And so this is a cycle that's going on just in the ovaries. And the goal of the ovarian cycle is to produce a viable egg and to trigger the uterus to make a place for that egg to develop. And there are three different phases of the ovarian cycle. So if we take a look at the diagram, the hormonal regulation of the female reproductive cycle, I want you to pay close attention to the arrangement of the follicles developing in the egg, which is letter C on the figure, and also letter D, which are the ovarian hormone levels, and what's happening with the ovarian hormones. And the hormones in question are going to be estrogen, inhibin, and progesterone. So take a look at what's happening with the levels of these hormones. You'll notice that at the first phase, which is called the follicular phase, the ova or the egg is growing in size in the follicle. The follicle is going to be made up of all the cells that are protecting the ova and helping it along. So the ova is growing larger and larger during the follicular phase. At the same time, as the follicle grows larger, the ovary begins to secrete more and more estrogen. So if you take a look at the level of estrogen during that first phase, the follicular phase, you can see that it's going up and up and actually will reach a peak. Another hormone that's going to be increasing is inhibin, and this is going to suppress the development of other eggs other than the one that is growing on that particular month. So the first phase is called the follicular phase, and that's the phase when the follicle is growing and approaching maturity. If you look above the picture of the follicles and the eggs in that chart, you'll see that other hormones are also having a peak right towards the end of the follicular phase. These include follicle-stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormone. And you'll notice there's a line that kind of goes right down the middle from top to bottom of the chart. That is the second stage of the ovarian cycle. And this is the process of ovulation. So it's very short. It's the process of the egg leaving the ovary. So it's going to leave the ovary and travel towards the fallopian tube. The last phase of the ovarian cycle is after the egg has left the ovary. The spot where the egg was developing remains as the corpus luteum. So where the follicle or where the egg used to be now becomes what's called the corpus luteum, and it starts to secrete a new hormone called progesterone, which if you take a look at the ovarian hormone levels, you'll see that progesterone was very low through most of the follicular phase and that it starts to become quite high during the luteal phase. At about the same time, notice also that the levels of estrogen are dropping during the luteal phase. So progesterone is becoming more prevalent and estrogen is becoming much less available during the luteal phase. And the purpose of progesterone is to keep the endometrium intact. So as long as there's progesterone being produced, the endometrium or the inner layer of the uterus will remain thick. And that thickness is important because it makes a welcoming and sustainable place for an embryo to embed and develop a placenta and to grow. if for some reason progesterone levels start to decline, if they decline to a certain point, the endometrial layer, the inner layer of the uterus, will actually start to deteriorate, and it will begin to break down and leave the uterus. And if that happens, then the woman experiences what's called a menstrual period, or the menses. And we'll talk about that in a little bit when we talk about the endometrial cycle.